Fast forward to 1893, 5 days before the overthrow, Queen Liliuokalani signed a law that gave the government the power to sell an exclusive 10-year franchise to a company to provide electric light and power in Honolulu. She was so wise that the sale actually came with regulations, including limiting how much the winning bidder could charge and requirements to be audited by authorities. And 2 days after the utility deal was announced, the Queen declared that she had written a new constitution for Hawaii that would restore many voting rights for Native Hawaiians and re-energize the power of the throne.
That's so cool. She was regulating capital and trying to strengthen the law of Hui and take back power for her people.
Yep, but the white business elite weren't having it. 3 days after that new constitution was declared, a group of them, including three of Hawaiian Electric's 5 leaders, responded by overthrowing the Queen.
3 out of 5. I genuinely had no idea.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't. And what's worse is that William Hall was also a quartermaster in the kingdom's National Guard. So it was his job to ensure that martial law was maintained the days following the coup. So when the time came to bid for the 10-year franchise, Hall made his pitch and there were no other bids.